Welcome to Tony Broom Ministries, presenting the old-time preaching from God's anointed word. Here's a sermon entitled, You Might Not Want Equality. So many people are talking about equality. Everybody seems to be talking about equality these days. They demand equal rights because they feel that they aren't being treated fairly. These people include blacks and other minority groups, blind people and other disabled people, women in general. Yet if you are a minority, it is because you gauge yourself as such. If you're the minor, then who is the major? We talk about being, I'm a minority, I'm a poor person, I'm a this or I'm a that. You tag yourself as such. You gauge yourself as such. Nobody is calling you a minority. Nobody is calling you someone who is inferior to another. We begin to refer ourselves to a certain thing and tag ourselves and put adjectives on ourselves. And we begin to think that we are lower than someone else. We begin to think that we are a minority. Well, if we say that we're a minority, then that in our own mind, we're putting someone else above ourselves. So it's not others that's putting us down a lot of times. We end up putting ourselves down, and we are perhaps involuntarily putting others above ourselves. In God's economy, all are the same. Now, certainly all are not the same in the sense that they're lost and they're saved, and God knows who is who. But he created us all alike, that is, in his image after his likeness. And even our Constitution and American documents say that we are created equal with certain unalienable rights to pursue life and liberty and pursuit of happiness. All of us experience hard times in life. All of us have troubles. We think about equality. What happened to the grit? What happened to the in the lives of people that used to be Christians? And they are Christians, of course. And they were saints who lived and loved God, the apostles and the early church. They were not worried about being equal. They had something that perhaps we've lost. They had something that would cause them to stand in times of evil. They were threatened. And they were threatened more than one time. And when they were threatened, they continued teaching and preaching the word of God. And the elders and scribes and all this group and council that was gathered against them, they said, well, they're not heeding our threatening, so we'll go a step further. And they beat the apostles. And you would think, well, they beat us, and so we'll just quit. In our day, all people have to do is say, you got to stay at home. You got to wear a mask. You got to do this. You got to do that. You can't meet in church. The devil says one boo, and we run over and hide in the corner. And I'm not putting myself. I sit here before you today as one who has disability, as one who has shortcomings and hardships in life. So none of us are put above another. But we lack what the apostles had. Peter said, you judge, is it right for us to obey God or should we obey man? If we obey you more than God, if we listen to you more than God, then you judge, is that right or not? He said, we will obey God rather than man. The Bible teaches us that we should submit to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. We should honor the king, the ruler, the president, those who are in authority over us. We should pray for them. And we should do what's right by them the best that we can. But when it comes to the law of God, the state has no right. The government has no right to tell the church, you cannot do this, you can't do that, you cannot chant, you cannot sing, you cannot gather, because Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the Lord of the body. He is not only head of the church, but Jesus is the head of the state. He's the head of the government. He's the head of principality. He's the head of power. He's the head of everything. You read Fox's Book of Martyrs. What happened to that spirit? that would cause you to stand for Christ and not take it back no matter what. The governor couldn't run you in a rat hole. The Church of England, King George, Queen Mary, nobody could run you out of your conviction, place that you stood with God. They would not recant. They were given ultimatums. You pledge your allegiance to the Church of England, or we'll burn your hand. They said, go ahead and set the fire on me. I'm not going to recant. I'm not going back. I'm not turning back. There were many who were burned alive at stakes. They were burned alive in their chairs. They were sawed asunder. The book of Hebrews tells us that. And they suffered in many ways. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute. The Apostle Paul suffered much of this persecution. As long as he was standing up for the Sanhedrin, as long as he was doing what the high priest wanted him to do, oh, you're a good old boy. Man, I'll tell you what, we'll give you a promotion, we'll buy you a steak, we'll do whatever you want to do. But the moment God got a hold of his life and he got saved, he got right with God, he turned his life over to the Lord, he became a threat. He became an enemy. Those who were all out for him, they were, man, we'll take care of you. We're looking out for you. The moment he confessed Christ, he became an enemy to them and a threat. Both men and women, we all have our value and also our shortcomings. But we can all contribute to the betterment of society and the welfare of each other and all of humanity. Let's look at a passage of Scripture, Matthew chapter 20, the first 16 verses. We'll let the Bible story speak for itself, but I must warn you after this, you might not want to bark so much about equality. This passage is known sometimes as the parable of the vineyard or the parable of the laborers. Let's think of it as the Christ crash course on equality. He talks and says, and these are the words of Jesus, "For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. The Lord seeks early for those to get saved and work in his vineyard. The householder goes out early to look for laborers to hire into his vineyard. Scripture said the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." It's like God every day goes out early looking for those he can speak to, looking for those who will heed the good news of the gospel, looking for those who will hear the message and be saved. He goes out early looking for those to hire into his vineyard. When they had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Think about a penny a day. Now, the Bible talks about denarius, and we talk about a penny. I think there's newer versions that has it $20. That sounds a little bit better. But whatever it is, you think about a penny a day. Some people, and some of you are old enough to remember, wages that you had, it wasn't too much more than a penny a day. They were certainly not what it is now. Everybody's belching and barking about, if you don't give me $15 an hour to make a hamburger, I'm not going to work. And we have certainly come a long way in our spoiled tail society and the way that we live now from those who worked hard and when we were coming up and being brought up and our parents and certainly those in the early church. He goes out and he seeks those who would go out and work in his vineyard. He agrees with them for a penny a day. The pay is agreed upon. You're talking about equality. When you agree to work for someone, you agree for that pay that you're going to get. So you shouldn't complain and murmur about your wages. If you want to be paid more, work hard and do what's right. And if you can't make it there, get you another job. Get promoted. Promote yourself. Let God promote you. Get you another job where you can make more. So he goes out again. He goes out about the third hour. That's like 9 o'clock in the morning. He saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said unto them, "Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you." Now when it says here, whatsoever is right, it means fair. I'll give you what's fair. It didn't even say here the price was mentioned. He said, I'll do you right. I'll give you what's fair. And they went their way. Again, He went out about the sixth and ninth hour, that's like our noon and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, did likewise. And about the 11th hour, 5 p.m., he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. What are you doing standing here idle all the day? I've heard sermons on that. What are you doing standing idle all the day? You're just not working. You're not doing anything. And I say, well, if you'd read the next verse, it would tell you why we're doing standing here idle all the day, because nobody has hired us. That's what they said. What are you doing standing here idle? It's easy for us to complain about people who are just idle and standing by, those who are even causing trouble and doing harm. Why are you doing this? Why are you causing trouble? Why are you doing all this harm? Well, some of them is because they don't want to work. They don't want to do anything good. They don't want to contribute to the welfare of society, to the church, to the home. But a lot of people would love to have the opportunity that you and I have had. They would love to have the opportunity that people in America and in the nations of the world have had to have a good job, to be able to provide for their family. They don't have that opportunity. So they just lathering around and standing around and not having any direction. So he goes out and he finds these laborers. Even at the late hour, you don't have much time left. But he goes out and he seeks. That's like our Lord. He goes out in the middle of the day. He goes out in the latter part of the day. And then he goes out at the last hour. God will do everything that he can to speak to us. He will do everything that he can to save us. He will do everything that he can to make sure that everyone has a chance to be hired, that everyone has a chance to have a job, that everyone has a chance to have eternal life. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. Now notice the order of pay. He didn't say begin at the first and end at the last. He said start at the last and stop at the first. That's the order of pay. Because if you start at the first, then you get to the last, then the first don't have anything to grumble about. But if you start at the last, and they get paid and you end up at the first, somebody's going to have a problem with it. But if you start at the first and end at the last, then you could have a problem there too. So the wise master of the house, he said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to make this thing equal. You're going to talk about equality? You want equality? Okay, we'll make it equal. Call the laborers, give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. Supposition. They supposed that they should have received more. They were gauging about what the last had gotten. They're worried about somebody else, what somebody else is getting, instead of thinking about what they were getting. And they were saying, well, he got paid the same thing that he's going to pay me, so I'm going to get mad because I ought to be receiving more. Supposition usually puts oneself above another. I'll put myself above you because I'm more important than you because you only worked a little bit and I've worked a whole lot. I've done this and I've done that, so I ought to be getting a whole lot. This equality thing. Wait a minute now, you want equality? He made everybody equal. When they had received it, they murmured. That is, these people who were first, but they got paid last. They got the same thing that the latter man did, and they received their pay, and they murmured against the goodman of the house. This is the first century version of, it ain't right. You hear that all the time. Every time somebody has a problem, they say, that's not right, that ain't right. And this is a first century version of that. These last have wrought but 1 hour. Thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he said unto one of them, answered one of them, and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine ears and go thy way. For I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Keep your word. When you agree to do something, keep your word. Don't use the situation to try to get something up on someone else. We need that same principle. God says, who will live holy? Who will live in such a way? Who will be accepted into the hill of the Lord? Who will stand in his holy place? He who swears to his own hurt and changes not. We give our word on something, even if it doesn't turn out for our favor, even if it doesn't turn out in our interest. We still have given our word. And there was a time in America when you would shake hands with a man and that was good as his life. His word, his handshake was as good as his life. It's not that way anymore because everybody's talking about equality. Everybody's talking about their rights. And the master of the family continues on. He said, is it not lawful? Is it not right for me to do what I will with my own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. You might not want equality after all. To be equal means that everybody is expected to work. I know that four-letter word. Preachers shouldn't use four-letter words. But that's a bad word. W-O-R-K, work. That's that bad four-letter word. Some people think it is. Work is that bad four-letter word. Everybody ought to be expected to work. Now, there are people who cannot work, and that's another story altogether. Scripture even goes so far as to say that if you don't work, you don't eat. The neat thing about the work of the Lord is that he hired everybody. Everyone gets a chance. Everybody get a chance to do something. And they did not get the same pay. Well, they got the same pay. They did not get the same hours, but everybody had a chance to do something. We can all love Jesus, the song says. We can all love Jesus. There is something that everyone can do. Doesn't matter who you are or what you've been through, loving Jesus is one thing that everyone can do. We can all do something. You may not be able to see, you may not be able to walk, you may not be able to do like others, but you can all do something. Everyone had a chance to be hired. Everyone had a chance to do something. Some of the laborers got mad because all of their pay was the same. Well, at least you couldn't accuse the master of the house making a difference in their wages because everybody got the same thing. The master was diligent to see that not only all of his work was done, but also as many as were possible could and should be included. You want equality? Let's include everybody. Let's get the blacks. Let's get the whites. Let's get the reds. Let's get the yellows. Everybody's included. You know that the greatest thing about equality and the thing that promotes equality more than anything else is God? God is really the only one who has equality. Everybody who is saved is saved. Everybody who's saved is born again. Everybody who's born again has eternal life. There are no difference. There's no male, no female, no circumcision, uncircumcision, no bond or free. All. Christ is all and in all. Those who are belching the most about equality have got it made in the shade and don't even know it or realize it. Their medical, dental, and physical food and housing experiences are covered and taken care of. This blistering burden is laid upon the backs of the working men and women who make up the middle class of society and who themselves struggle to meet their own needs while being expected to bear without bother or complaint or murmur the ungrateful whims of the Freddy Freeloaders, who, by the way, still have their hands extended. My name is Jimmy, Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. Equality means not only expecting one to work, but also to contribute to society and paying their share of taxes and revenue to keep things up, rather than destroy them or tear them down. If we would be so conscientious and concerned about building things up and keeping things up rather than tearing things down, it'd be a whole lot better off. Equality traditionally has always been about getting ahead and being first. But in God's economy, the first shall be last and the last first. That's the way that God's economy is. The first shall be last and the last first. You may be first in everything. First in line, first in getting benefits, first in this world. People love you and like you and they recognize you, but that's not the way it is in God's kingdom. The first shall be last and the last first. You may have a hard time, you may be put down, you may be last all the time now, but blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Many are called. That's equality. Everybody has a chance to be called. You can be called. You can have a chance to hear the gospel. But few are chosen. That is special. Being chosen doesn't mean that God has favorites. There again, equality. Anyone can be chosen. Well, it says few are chosen. Well, anyone can be. How? Well, just show up at the vineyard every day and say to the master, "Sir, what would you have for me to do for you today?" That's the way that you're chosen. You just show up every day and you say to the master of the vineyard, "Sir, what do you want me to do for you today?" That's the way we ought to be as Christians. We ought to show up every day and say, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" It might be something that you don't think about a lot. You don't think about praying and saying, "I'm going to serve God today." You don't think about when you're able to go to church. You don't think about saying, "Well, we're going to go to church today." It's just something you do. It's something that's part of you. It's something that's so much of your life, you don't even think about it anymore. You just do it. And that's the way it is about doing right. We don't think about doing right. "Oh, I've got to do right. I got to try to do right. I hope I can do right. Maybe I can do right." No, you just do right. It's in you to do right. It's in you to live right. It's in you to serve God. And that's the way it is when we love God. It's in us to serve Him, to know Him. Being equality, all of us are recognized. All of us have a chance. All of us are rewarded. Our reward may be different. We have different things that we're rewarded for in different levels, different areas, but we are equal. All equal ground. There's no big I's or little U's. The ground is level at the foot of the cross. Equality, you might not want it, but if you really want to be equal, come to the Lord. He'll make you equal. There's nobody more special than you. You're special. You're important. You're great in His eyes because you're a child of the King. Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to present this word to your people today. Help us to be encouraged to know that as we labor in the vineyard of the Lord, it won't be long till we hear the supper time bell ring and the call comes, "Come home, kids, it's supper time." And Lord, help us to be faithful to you until you come. Our pay may not be much in this world, but the retirement plan you have is out of this world. We thank you for it. We bless you. And I pray that many workers, many would come into the vineyard of the Lord and receive eternal life. And help us, those who are senior saints and those who are seasoned saints, not to be mad because people who get in at the last minute, they're saved just like we are. They have the blessings of God just like we are. Even though we've borne the heat and the toil and the fervor of the work and the labor of the day, help us not to be mad at them. Help us just to be glad that we can all get together. What a wonderful time that's going to be, that we can all march in to Zion and we can all gather around that table and fellowship with our King. We thank you, Lord. You're the master of the vineyard. You are the vine and we are the branches. Help us to stay connected with each other, and most of all, connected to the vine. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to a sermon entitled, "You Might Not Want Equality." Be sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior, and you have made Him your Lord today. He will always treat you more than right, fair, and good. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.